Been a rocky ride lately for investors in cryptocurrencies. On Wednesday, the value of Bitcoin fell more than 30%, and the overall value of digital currencies is down significantly from just a few weeks ago. NPR's David Gura joins us to explain. Hi, David.
Hey, Ari.
Not that long ago, Bitcoin was having a moment. Prices were high. What led to these losses?
Yeah, it was having a moment. There was a lot of buzz. In April, Bitcoin was at a record high, close to $65,000. 1 year before that, it was at $7,000, and today it's hovering around $40,000. You know, digital currencies attracted a lot of new investors during the pandemic. Novice investors stuck at home saw its value going up, and to a lot of them, it seemed like a no-brainer. Some big institutional investors also fueled this frenzy. They started adding crypto to their portfolios. And what we've seen since are these dramatic drops, and there's this fear of regulation. Along with that, there are influencers like Elon Musk who have been responsible for some of these gains and now being blamed for some of these losses. And then there's this concern, Ari, about the environmental costs of crypto.
Well, let's take each of those one at a time. First, regulation. What's happening there?
Yeah, for years, you know, cryptocurrencies have been beloved by investors who are distrustful of governments and the global financial system. And what we're starting to see is policymakers threatening to put an end to that anti-establishment party, if you will. I mean, today the Treasury Department said it wants to require you to report transfers of crypto valued at more than $10,000. The SEC is looking at digital currencies. And earlier this week, China's central bank tightened restrictions in that country, limiting what crypto can be used for. And obviously, that's a decision that worried a lot of investors.
You mentioned Elon Musk. He's good at grabbing headlines. Is he really moving the markets too?
The short answer to that is yes, he is. And he's done that through comments he's made on Twitter. And when he was hosting Saturday Night Live, he made fun of one cryptocurrency and its value fell almost immediately. It's about his comments and it's about his commitments as well. Tesla invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin. Then it reversed course. It said you can no longer use Bitcoin to buy a car, citing environmental reasons, and investors didn't like that.
Yeah, so tell us about these environmental concerns. What is the environmental impact of Bitcoin?
I mean, this is a huge issue. It's been a huge issue. Uncovering Bitcoins takes a lot of computing power, electricity, and a lot of this work is done in China, a country that relies heavily on coal power. And this has been a hurdle for banks and financial services firms. You know, they have these environmental policies in place at each of these firms, and that makes it difficult for them to invest in Bitcoin. I should add, this has created an opening for some of Bitcoin's competitors recently. They are less energy intensive, and that may draw some investors away from Bitcoin.
The stock market has also been volatile recently. Is there any link between these two things?
You know, for a while now, Ari, many of crypto's most devoted investors have said it's a hedge against inflation. It's a haven when there's a big market-wide sell-off, when there's a lot of risk. I think what we're seeing is that's not the case. Markets have been down, they've been volatile, and Bitcoin and Ether, all these digital currencies, they're not behaving like gold, which has gone up in value as it tends to when other assets lose value. I think a real challenge for traditional investors is how to analyze digital currencies. Lizanne Saunders is the chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab.
I tend to think of it as more of a religion than an asset class. You know, it's faith-based.
And Saunders tells me it's hard to apply traditional technical analysis to that.
Well, what does all of this mean for investors?
Well, there are a lot of true believers in crypto. These are investors who got in early, and by early, I mean 5-10 years ago. Bitcoin's only been around for 13 years. I talked with Edward Moya. He's a senior market analyst with Owanda.
It is too volatile for most investors, but I think, you know, for the longer term investors, depending on when you got in, you still might feel confident in your investment.
And we'll see if newer investors will be able to stomach such dramatic swings, the likes of which we've seen of what Moya says is still a speculative asset, Ari.
NPR's David Gura, thanks a lot.
Thank you.